Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Author's Lab. I am your host, Allison G. Daniels, best-selling author of over 31 books, coach, and publisher. Today, I want to talk to you about how to get started writing. Have you always wanted to write a book? Do you have a manuscript and you want to learn how to get it into print? Are you just overwhelmed with too many ideas, just frustrated by a pile of unfinished writing? Well, let me tell you how to get started. One of the ways that I help my students or participants get started is by putting an outline together. The first thing that you should do, and I know we all have learned this, you know, in English class, that, you know, when you get ready to write a paper, you have to have the outline, you have to have the thesis, you know, you have to have certain things already prepared so that you can do your research. Well, there are like five questions that I normally ask my class. Do you know what you want to write about? The introduction of the book. Why do you feel that you are the person that should be writing that book? And if you know the answer to that, at that point, we can start with the introduction, putting the introduction together. After that, your subtitle. Some people don't like to have a subtitle. They just like to go right into the title of my book is Empowered to Win. But you can also put a subtitle to it, which will help you go further in your writing. So let's say you had Empowered to Win, 7 Steps to Overcoming Fear. At that point, you could start off with your first chapter being, how do I overcome fear? Your second chapter could be some of the ways that I recognized that fear resided. So being able to have an outline makes a huge difference, because an outline is actually your foundation for writing your book. It keeps you on track. It helps you, you know, to be able to go back and look at and see where you stopped at. Sometimes I find when I'm working with a student that they're all over the place, but when you have an outline and you know that I have, 7 chapters, I know that today I'm going to focus on chapter 3, and chapter 3 is going to be on love, but I may get off track and go over to talking about faith. Well, if you know that you have an outline, you can just go back to that outline and say, hey, that subject that I was writing about, faith, can go up under chapter 2. So your outline is definitely good for you to have, and it is considered like a roadmap for you to begin writing your book and even staying focused and on track. Another question that I normally ask is, where do you see yourself as far as if you were putting your outline together and you didn't know where you wanted to start, but you have ideas, you have some content, but you don't know where to begin? Let's just say if you have an idea that I know that I want to make sure that I cover this part in my book and cover that part in my book. Well, your outline will help you do just that, because each point under your chapter will have like 7, I always have like 7 bullet points. So if your chapter 1 is dealing with overcoming fear, under that bullet point 1, you can talk briefly about something. Bullet point 2, talk briefly about something. But your main topic will always be for that chapter, overcoming fear. So you know up under that chapter, you should really be talking about how you're overcoming fear. Then when you go to chapter 2, talking about faith, you have 7 bullet points. So you should really center your thoughts and ideas around faith. And that's one of the ways that will keep you in line and in order. Another way to build your outline is to find ideas. Ideas are all around you. You might draw inspiration from a routine or an everyday situation, or, you know, I always say a childhood memory. And building ideas helps you with getting your outline together, and, you know, putting things down on paper will also help you sort out some of your ideas. 2 of the most popular methods of getting your idea out is free writing and brainstorming. A lot of people don't like to free write, but I always encourage that you just write down everything. Anything that you can think of and write it down, and we can go over it and see where it fits. That's why it's good to have your outline first. That way you know all of the chapters that you want to cover in the book. Then when you start free writing and when you start brainstorming, you actually can pick up some of those ideas and put them up under that chapter, which will make it easy for you to write a book. And it will also keep you from being all over the place. A lot of times I hear people, you know, tell me, I want to write a book, but I don't know where to start. I want to write about love. I want to write a children's book. You know, I want to write a book about divorce. So they're all over the place. But if you can center your thoughts on, you know, the outline and focusing in on what we're going to cover, you will see that you will finish your book quicker than you had ever imagined. Why? Because you have a foundation to start on. You have a foundation to build on because you will constantly go back and look at the outline. The reason why I stress the outline in the first part of my writing class is because I've been writing for a long time, and I have over 31-plus books out and still writing. But I always start with an outline. I always have an idea of what I'm going to write about, and I put it into an outline. I start thinking about the chapters. Then I write my chapters down. Then I start thinking about, you know, what's 1 or 2 things I want to cover in that chapter. And that's how I am able to write as many books, because I am actually focused and centered on making sure that I have a tight outline and that it's so well created that I can't mess up with writing my book because I'm following my outline. Thank you for staying with us. We are going to take a quick break and we will be right back.
Welcome to the new Entrepreneurs Elevation Lounge podcast series, where 4 unbossed boss diva entrepreneurs aspire to inspire new and budding entrepreneurs. All are welcome here at the lounge, where we will always have a positive and encouraging word to share. So grab your beverage of choice, your notebook, and turn your radio or laptop up and get ready to join Annette, Kelly, Shankara, and Titania on Wednesday evenings at 7:30 p.m. This is a new series with a mission to help entrepreneurs discover their truth. See you there in the lounge at 7:30 p.m. on Hump Day Wednesdays. We'll see you then.
Allison G. Daniels, 3-time best-selling author who has written over 31 books. I am a book writing coach and publisher. I am excited today to offer you my 30-day write-to-finish book writing program. Whether you are preparing to write a book are in mid-process, or have completed your first draft of a full-length book, this workshop is for you. What you will get, you will learn how to draft your outline, brainstorm and organize your ideas, identify your target audience, develop your content, avoid common writing mistakes, and time management. To get started, visit my website at www.agdpublishing.com. Take advantage of this opportunity before the class is full. This is Allison G. Daniels, and I look forward to working with you.
Welcome back. This is Allison G. Daniels, and this is the Author's Lab. So, before we went on break, we talked about the outline. I really want to stress how important an outline is, and I say that because your outline will help you get to that next chapter, that next book. Some people don't realize that that next book makes a difference, because once you write your first book, you'll be able to write your second book and your third book if you stay focused on the format, if you stay focused on saying to yourself, I'm going to start out with an outline. Brainstorming is a good way to make sure that you have enough information, because I often hear this too. You know, I don't know what I need to be writing down. I don't know what I need to do to even begin to write. Well, just start somewhere. Write it down, whatever it is. You could be thinking about, I feel like I want to, you know, make spaghetti today, but I don't know the ingredients that I need. Well, it's just like writing a book. You want to write a book, but you don't have the ingredients. You don't have everything that you need. Well, until you put everything together and put it out onto the counter, or until you put it down on paper, you're not going to have everything you need, because you're not focusing in on what you don't have. Another thing that I encourage each student to do is pull out 7 pieces of paper. Well, I always say 10. Don't go no more than 10 chapters. Why? Because people are really not reading that much. If anything, they're doing the ebook or they're listening audio. But I encourage them to do 7 to 10 chapters. Lay out 7 pieces of paper, chapter 1, chapter 2, chapter 3, chapter 4, and so on. Put your bullet points under there, and let's start with chapter 1. What is the title? After you do that, what is your, focus in on that subtitle. Just keep the subtitle, you know, somewhere in the back of your thoughts, because your subtitle is actually crucial, because when I go out to speak, my subtitle is what I start off with. I'll start off with, well, I have 7 steps that I want to talk to you about, Empower to Win. Well, it right then and there opened up the door for me to start talking about my book. And sometimes when you just have the title, Empower to Win, you're almost kind of like searching for words. But if you have Empower to Win, 7 Steps to Overcoming Fear, you can start with chapter 1. Here's chapter 1, or here's step 1. And so I encourage them to put out 7 to 10 pieces of paper, write your chapter title, write your subtitle, and then just start jotting things down. Sometimes you will get stuck. They call it you know, a brain freeze. When that happens, just step away from it. Don't get frustrated. Remember why you wanted to write the book, and then come right back to it and focus back on your outline. Your outline is your foundation. So if you go back and look at everything that you have put on each piece of paper under each chapter, you'll see how easy it is for you to write your book. But you have to start somewhere. Some people, they just want to write a book, get the book out, and they have no substance, no content that is relevant to their title, and they're just writing. And so you lose the reader because you're so quick with wanting to get your book out or wanting to get your story out that we really don't know what it is that you're talking about. But if you have, you know, a solid outline, a creative outline, you can write that book that will soon, depending on how you put everything together, depending on the content, you will soon become an author or a best-selling author. It all takes time. It's not something that happens overnight. Like I said, I've been writing for a long time, so it takes time. My writing has changed over the years, but my style of writing as far as my outline hasn't changed. Every book starts with an outline. I don't care what type of book I've written, and I've only, you know, nonfiction and poetry and short stories, but I've always had an outline for whatever I was going to write because the outline keeps me focused. And sometimes having that focus is better than you being all over the place. Another thing I want to share with you is that when you get frustrated because of having things, you know, all over the place, or when you get overwhelmed, don't let that stop you from seeking your creative flow, meaning still write things down, because what may seem to you as, oh, that's not a piece of writing, I don't need to share that, I can look at it or I can hear it when you say it, and then I'm like, hey, you can turn it around this way. You can add this word or that verb in there and make it sound a little bit flattering. So don't dismiss the times when you feel like you don't want to write. Just write it down. And when you get with your book writing coach or when you get with, an editor, watch how they put your words together with your creativity being already written down. We're just helping you bring it to the light. So when you have those frustrating moments and you don't want to write, write something and then just put it to the side and watch how everything starts coming together. As I get ready to close, I want to share with you that ask yourself a few questions when you're writing your outline. What do I want to write about? Why am I passionate about writing this book? And if I had someone else read my book, would they understand what I was writing? So it's like three questions. You know, a lot of times we don't want to ask ourselves any questions because we just want to write the book. But we want to make sure that when we write a book, there's clarity to it. There's people understand what you're writing. Don't just put a book out and it doesn't make sense. I've listened and I've read a lot of books and I've helped a lot of students, and I'm telling you, I've had to go back through and get them to explain to me what did they mean within that first chapter, within that first paragraph, to bring clarity to their story, to their book, to their chapter. So I want to thank you for joining me, and I am looking forward to you tuning in next week for another episode of The Author's Lab. Again, I am your host, Allison G. Daniels.